Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
A crossover is...
crossover dribble.
Sing for the crossover.
Kyrie Irving. Crossover in the lane.
One of the most famous crossovers of all time.
Behind the back, an ankle breaker on Chris Paul.
Crossover.
Crossover.
Close to the double crossover.
The crossover continues to evolve.
Crossover powered by Everlevel Concrete Repair in Omaha at everlevelconcrete.com. I'm sorry, man. I know you want to be at Paul Skeens Day today. I know you do. I know you do.
Yeah, I'd like to see him throw 100-mile-an-hour missiles for about 45 minutes.
Yeah.
But we'll be watching.
Yes.
We'll be watching on our televisions.
Excellent.
And we'll have it all locked in. It's also the free MILB game of the day.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, because I saw MILB is they're posting Happy Paul Skeens Day for all that
Happy Paul Skeens Day
that celebrate. So I didn't know if that came from the Omaha Storm Chasers account too.
They're
leaning into it, right?
I think you have to. I think you have to a little bit. You get a top prospect, or you get a like big time MLB rehabber or something like that.
Yeah.
That people forget, Yasmani Grandal is also rehabbing.
Yep.
You know,
that's
so
right.
So watch out for that. I'm sure a lot of people will show up for Yasmani Grandal today.
Well, I know a lot of kids are going to be showing up for that.
A lot of kids.
I don't know if they know who's playing.
Yeah, I wonder. I wonder what it'll look like out there today. The gates are just opening, I guess. So, few thousand kids, and then whoever else wants to. I've heard from some of our friends in the local media that were like, oh, Skeens is here. I'll pop in for an hour.
Yeah.
You know, why not?
Why wouldn't you?
Why not check it out?
Now, is it weird that Livy Dunn's going to be here later in the week, though?
Is this true?
That's what Gary said, that she's supposedly going to be here on Thursday.
Well, what's up with Gary and Livy, man?
His body is still here.
I guess.
Yeah.
Even though he's not performing.
She's not going to be here on Paul Skeens Day.
Though. What's going on? Let me. Okay,
well, she worked that shift at Raising Cane's yesterday.
Yeah.
She needs a day off.
Was she working the Friars? I want to know if she was actually working the Friars, too.
I think you got to put her at the counter or the drive-thru.
That's probably
right?
True. Yeah. Well, I feel like they can all rotate stations. You got to experience it, the full gamut of it.
If you want to know the whereabouts of Livy, just check her Snapchat story. This is where you go.
Oh, okay.
She made it to Apple International yet?
Let's see, 19 hours ago, getting my fits ready, and then Skeens 30
okay.
Right there.
All right, nice.
She's got a Paul Skeens bobblehead. She's got a dog. Yesterday, she was off day chillaxing.
Ah,
check that out.
Oh, yeah, it's like chillax.
Off day chillaxing. Then she also said big night out to TN. People say tonight, TN, tonight, now. That is something.
Yeah,
then she did a fit check. Then she took a picture with the girlies.
Oh, yeah? They having a good time?
Yep, looks like it.
Good.
Looks like it. Oh, there she is with Lil Boozy.
Hey!
She met Lil Boozy last night.
Just another night in the life of Livy Dunn.
I don't know where this is, but yep, she was on stage with Lil Boozy last night. Now she said good morning. She took a picture of a billboard of herself. She's in Fort Worth, apparently.
Okay.
Working at Raising Cane's.
Nice.
A lot of stuff from working at Raising Cane's, handing out some food at Raising Cane's.
Yeah.
And now she says tired.
No bet.
So
it was a full 8-hour shift.
Yeah, it's a lot of moving around.
What do you think the
baby? I didn't see the baby Bob on her Snapchat story.
No, Omaha bound.
Not yet.
Anyway.
She's gonna go back to the zoo though.
OMA.
Return visitor to the zoo.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I would assume.
Just get a pass.
I know she should. Although, I mean, she still, you would think, is all about LSU, you know, proud alum.
Huge.
So, even though they're probably not going to make the College World Series.
No, it does not seem that. Maybe not even the tournament.
I know.
Right?
That would be quite the accomplishment.
Ah, speaking of the tournament, Nick. All night long.
All night long.
Have you heard the
banger.
Have you heard the Aloe Black version of All Night Long? Josh?
Oh. I have not.
Oh, it's good. Oh, it's good. Yeah, it's a little rock, you know.
Gives you a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
All the feels, too.
Do they still play, or is that just a random occurrence?
I think it was random because I have not heard it since.
So now, Nick, every time Creighton wins, he'll send me a text that says, all night long.
Yeah. Oh. You don't even need to know. All you know is it's good. If it's good news, you get the all night long.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it was. It was good news. Midweek national champs.
Hey, man. I don't know. We got to have a conversation about midweek games around here.
The exact opposite in Lincoln.
Yeah, I think there's a reason for that, and it's you could pick one way, you could have the other. Now, Creighton might have enough on their schedule in the midweek, especially if they win tonight, to be like, well, we are worthy of an at-large bid just because of the thing. We've beat like several ranked teams on Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
They're what, 5-1 against quad one? Teams now?
Like I
think it's 5-1.
I don't think the RPI cares on which day you won the game.
Shouldn't.
They just do the numbers, you know.
And it's not as if the Big East now, okay, for people that are listening saying, okay, well, you guys do Creighton games, so back off, Homer. No, let's be real with the Big East though. And I was talking to Bishop about this when we were getting the elevator of you have to at least acknowledge that the Big East is better.
The bottom has come up.
Yes.
The bottom has come up. There's not enough top end.
Yeah.
There's still no, I mean, and there's no UConn this year.
And that's not to excuse losing a series to Villanova. If you're going to duplicate it and look, if you're basically going to put out the product of the team that you are showing you are in the midweek against some really good teams, you've at some point have to complement that with what you're doing on the weekend. And losses on the road to Villanova don't give you that overall look.
Doesn't help.
But the good news is you still got UConn, you still got Georgetown this weekend, who is a couple percentage points behind UConn.
They're fine.
You still got St. John. So you still have opportunities. But that was the tough part last night. You're watching a very familiar thing of Creighton playing really good against a good team, and then you wonder it. My overall enthusiasm thought, gosh, that's awesome. But then I go to confusion of where is this on the weekend? And I know there are reasons for that: the pitching rotation,
that's
the injuries that they've had to endure.
That's it. That's
the land of confusion.
They used to have a Friday starter that can match up with the Friday starters, and now they don't. And they're just they're just piecing it together all the time. So I think there's something to if you're piecing it together all the time and then you play a couple teams on Tuesday and Wednesday who are not necessarily comfortable with quote-unquote piecing it together. Yeah. I mean, Creighton's comfortable in that environment. And they can hit.
Yes, they can.
You know?
That's always there for them.
Yeah, and so they can take advantage of some maybe lesser pitching. That's how, like, especially in the northern schools, like, you got a starter on Friday, you got two bullpen arms that you trust, and that's it. And those guys don't pitch really on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. And so if everybody's kind of the same and you're getting random, you know, big time performances from guys like Cade Lummel, then you know that's a formula to put it together for them.
That was a potentially big development for a guy that was supposed to factor into the rotation, who looked really good for the 3 1/3 that he threw last night against the best lineup that they faced.
How were all the bees last night?
They're big.
They're big.
they struggled. So I think Nick, I misspoke. It's actually 6 out of 9 that are.
Nick gave me a great he gave me a great fact yesterday before we left for the ballpark. Mm-hmm. He said almost all of their starting lineup last name starts with a B.
Yep. I believe one
a great nugget.
I believe one did not get the start, so it was only 6 out of 9 last night.
6 out of 9.
Nice.
But hitters, 2 through 7, I believe, were all last name.
The bees were in the trap.
Yeah. And so, not that this is a big surprise, but this is where I give Creighton a lot of credit. They got some strong looking guys. Man, Coastal, jeez.
Big dudes.
Yeah, watch them in BP.
Big beefy boys.
Yeah.
A lot of bees there too.
Strong people.
Here's a text from the great state of California.
Hey, Cali.
Right.
Big East sucks at baseball, as does the Big Ten. The Big East sucks just more.
Well, you know what? This is the baseball that we have right now, so we got to lean into it.
But this person says, that said, Creighton has a good team this year.
Whoa.
Okay. All right. I didn't know. I didn't like where we were going with that.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
But having said all that,
all could be true.
It's true.
All could be
true. No, it and. The Big Ten, and that's why it's interesting about Nebraska series this weekend against Iowa. That was the one team out of the Big Ten that was preseason ranked. Now, mind you, they're starting to show some signs of life, Iowa is, but where's the overall?
Yeah, they finally got Brody Breck to throw a strike.
Yeah, which
nice job.
We'll see if he can do that two weekends in a row. Where's unlikely. The depth of that conference? It's pretty much non-existent.
Right. Whoa. Sorry, gentlemen.
Hmm? Got breaking news.
What happened?
We got breaking Livy Dunn news.
Oh.
Oh, did you check her Snapchat story again?
No, I checked TMZ.
Oh, no.
Prepping for Skeen's call up, Livy Dunn, quote, I have my outfits picked out.
All right. There is a lady with a plan right there. She's not going to be caught off guard by whatever that call is made.
Maybe this is it. Maybe this is it.
Yeah, is this the last start we get to see it in Omaha?
This makes no mention of Omaha, by the way.
But
I didn't mean to break in
He's only thrown three innings tops.
Like, yeah, you got to ramp him up a few more innings.
Yeah, I would think
unless
so.
Unless you're going to have him come out of the bullpen. Like, he could definitely be their closer, right? Or, you know, a back end of the bullpen guy. Yeah. They have a pretty good closer.
Be a setup guy.
They could have a back end of the bullpen. Like, all right, come in, throw 903-mile-an-hour fastballs and just be done.
You can be Andrew Miller.
That sounds good.
It's June, right? Like, it'll be June, maybe after the All-Star break.
I just love how she's already prepared here in April.
Got my outfits picked out.
Did it show the outfits?
It did not.
Okay. It showed them on her Snapchat story.
Skeens jersey.
Yeah, she's ready. She is.
But all the letters
in.
Are bedazzled.
So we're talking. What do they call the little piping?
Get ready to speak Yinzer, buddy.
The old hats, the old Pirates hats that have like the piping around it. There's a name for those.
Like the pillbox hat.
The pillbox hat. Do you think she's going to rock a pillbox hat?
Stove pot top.
That's
whatever.
What it looks like. It looks like a train conductor hat. But do you think she's going to rock one of those?
Oh, I think you got to go deep. I could tell you firsthand that the Pittsburgh Pirates have a great team store in the outfield.
That's right.
Right across the big yellow bridge, one of the big yellow bridges.
I was telling Gary, I really liked it. Oh, that was on your trip just recently, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a cool ballpark to watch a game at.
So it's in the outfield. And so nobody's there. It's during the week at 2:00 in the afternoon or something like that.
Yeah.
I walk in there and the guy, me and him are talking about baseball for like 15 minutes, just whatever. And he's got all these things to say. We had developed a good rapport. And I kind of started walking around the store a little bit. Delivery comes in from the ballpark side, like from the ballpark door. So a guy opens the door and the guy standing right next to me, the guy who runs the store is standing right next to me. And I'm like, hey, can I pop out there for a second? He's like, no. And I was I thought we had something.
Wow, yeah.
I thought we had. It's like, let me just pop out there for a second, take a picture, and then come back. And he's like, can't do it.
Wow.
Okay. Man of principle, I guess.
Yeah. I really thought. Like, what do you think? I was going to go in there and start running around?
Is this where the, what's the guy's name on TikTok breaks in?
Yeah.
G-Fed?
G-Fed.
Yeah. Is this the G-Fed
federal prison. This is a vandal.
So, there's obviously a lot of momentum with Livy Dunn and Paul Skeens here. Are they at the point of no return with this relationship? Like,
No.
There's no way they can break up. Yeah, you would.
You side with Livy.
I feel like you probably would side with Livy.
Doesn't matter the situation. You side with Livy.
I feel like now
I need my athletic gear, athletic wear.
I hope they've had that conversation because this thing has been made public and especially her, but he's a somebody now.
But I see both of them a lot on the MLB app.
Yeah.
I see him on the games.
Maybe baseball.
And her on the Vuori clothing commercials.
Oh, yeah.
Constantly playing.
Baseball sides with Paul.
I mean, it's
I stand with Paul.
It's a power couple, but I don't know if it gets to the level of where she's actually thrown out a first pitch at his game.
I saw him around yesterday kind of, shagging fly balls and just kind of out there. And he clears out before the gates open because the autograph hawkers are flying in. Sure. And he
knows.
He hides himself pretty well, and he's pretty picky about who he's going to sign autographs for as well.
Except that one day he didn't.
Now he'll sign for kids as long as it needs to go. But
for
specific requests,
us?
Adult men. It's
what if I bring my gloves?
There's
too?
Not so much. He's also. I mean, you remember him last year? I have this great picture of you and I think Tommy Tanks.
Yeah.
And him, and you're. Like, he was a mountain man.
Yeah,
you
put it in scale, and it was, holy cow.
Yeah, and you're a pretty tall guy.
I'm almost 6'3".
Yeah, so, like, I mean,
he made me look tiny.
He was a mountain man, and I still remember him chugging his muscle milk and taking a shot of honey after that, before his bullpen. I'm like, this guy's a freak. What is going on?
Yeah.
And I watched him throw a giant medicine ball up against a cement wall for about 10 minutes, just like working it. He is skinny. He is now skinny.
Yeah, he's
slimmed down.
Like, it wasn't like that, that's what
he got out of that
slimmed.
LSU weight room, got out of the Raising Cane's, and traded it for a nice salad.
It wasn't like he was chunky or soft, but yeah, he was bulkier.
Yeah, no, he
looked like
he fit in his pants.
Yes, he did.
Yeah,
he looked like a very intimidating tight end, and now he looks like he could possibly be a wide receiver.
Yeah, he's a little trim.
Yep,
he's a little skinnier. That's all. There's your Paul Skeens update. He'll pitch in 45 minutes.
And it looks
Warner Park.
It looks like he's having a really good time striking people out. Like he's cracking a lot of smiles.
I would.
Yeah.
Looks easy for him right now.
It really does.
Imagine throwing a baseball 100 miles an hour time you threw it.
And then having a slider like that too.
Yeah.
It's very, very impressive.
But you don't need it really, you know? You just have the threat of it.
Yeah.
Have the threat of it exist. It's like, oh yeah, I also got 100.
They were bringing up the College World Series last year too. That's kind of the bummer about LSU, which most likely, they won't be in Omaha and probably won't make the NCAA tournament. Out of all the different dugouts that you got to go back and forth, they were a fun group though.
They were
as good as they were, as you know, the businesslike as they had to be at times.
I like their vibe. I like their aura.
I also liked Oral Roberts when you and I were sitting over there by the backstop and there was something being played and one of the guys that was it's the first game. It was the game of the College World Series opener and I can't remember which hitter it was. He looked back at you and I and he'd mentioned something about the song and he was just like, yeah, this guy didn't have a care in the world, man. No. He's just excited to be a part of the College World
that
Series.
That was Jonah.
Was that Jonah? Okay. I couldn't remember if it was or not.
And yeah, he was on like a billion game hitting streak. Yeah. He just torn his way through the Summit League.
Yeah. We looked at each other like, we're rooting for Oral Roberts.
These
now.
Guys are here and then they won. They won twice, right?
Yes, they did.
They won twice.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did not get the big like, whoa, this is huge. They didn't get the big eyes to them last year, which was nice.
And like LSU, they're probably going to host the Summit League tournament, and they will not be in it.
Oral Roberts.
Yeah, Oral Roberts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No. Much like LSU, most likely not making the NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
Oral Roberts won't even host their own conference tournament in their own ballpark.
Summit League, anybody's game, man. Anybody could win that.
That's right.
Anybody could win that.
That is true.
Well, you do have to make it to win it, though, unfortunately.
Yeah. No, very true.
In this specific case. So, yeah. A lot of baseball. A lot of baseball.
Are you guys ready for a football hot take tomorrow, though, too? Because we got a full day of it.
How much of the time spent? So we'll go noon for an hour with all of us.
Yeah.
How much of that do you think we will spend talking about Dylan Raiola? Maybe like 85%? Like,
That's a fair percentage.
I remember last year's roundtable. Yeah, like we got off on a tangent about special teams.
Yeah, we did. Yes,
it's like that's not happening this year. No. We don't have time. We don't have time for that.
Nope.
We got to talk about Dylan.
It's all gonna be 15 in Dylan. Yep.
That's okay.
That is fine.
That's a good thing. Gives you something to talk about.
I think all of us here have done a good job of making the distinction between why we are currently excited about him and not trying to overhype it to the point that you're going to see a Heisman type guy on Saturday, as opposed to you're going to see a guy that is actually a highly functional quarterback, which will seem like Superman.
That's what I'm most excited for. Can they not turn the ball over 31 times?
Functionality.
Can he catch the shotgun snap? Step one.
Things we expect from our quarterback.
Yep.
Dare we?
That'd be good. What was the number that we had yesterday? So Jeff Sims led
46%. Yeah,
Jeff Sims led 26 drives in his time as the quarterback at Nebraska, and those drives ended in turnovers 12 of the 26 times. I believe that was the number. That's so bad.
God, when you put numbers to it, it's even.
I know.
It's even more.
So
depressing.
That's the bar.
That's
the bar.
That's what people, because sometimes they'll get accused of. You guys are overhyping a kid who hasn't even taken one college snap yet.
Yeah.
I think we're more excited about that, what you just brought up there.
Just don't drop it on the ground a whole bunch.
Simple execution of the snap.
It's really pretty easy. Our expectations are quite low.
little Bronx cheer when he catches the shotgun snap.
Yeah. Well, remember in the spring game last year, they turned it over a whole bunch, and we were like, ah.
Oh, yeah. Remember? Ah, they're fine.
Spring game.
A little rust. It's kind of cold out.
What if they come out and turn it over like four times on Saturday?
Oh, people will be itchy and scratchy. I know I will.
Oh, I will. I'll be like,
God,
oh,
are you serious?
Uh-oh. This is, are we canceled?
How about every coach, though, when asked about the turnovers? Like, hey, stop it. Satterfield yesterday, too. Stop that.
He goes, please, we're not going to talk about this.
Yeah, why are you bringing that up?
Yeah.
There's not nearly enough amount of wood here for me to knock on.
Let me tell you, it's been good, but also we're just hoping and praying.
It is.
That the quarterback just doesn't start dropping the ball.
It's like the mention of the billy goat around that complex there. Like, ah! What? No. Turnovers, no.
Shut your mouth if you knew what was good for you.
I don't know if you've seen this. I noticed this coming back from the ball game last night, so it caught my attention. It was an 1890 billboard that still has Matar Jope on it. It says, welcome to the initiative.
He's in.
It's like, wait a minute.
He's also out.
Yeah. Is it that chaotic in the transfer portal that we have not updated who's part of the initiative?
I think that's probably down on the list of things that they have to do over there. It's like, all right, we got to change a billboard.
I mean,
we got to get this guy off.
Amigos was on top of removing all of their Jeff Sim stuff.
They had one guy.
That's true. I think they got a memo that morning of even when he was still on the team but wasn't starting, like, let's scale this wood.
Salsa bar's back today, by the way.
That's what I heard.
Is it official? Today's the opening day.
Yeah.
I stopped there this morning.
There's a lot going on today.
Because once again, I'm in the bag for Amigos. I stopped there this morning and I got a breakfast taquito.
Oh, hell.
How was it?
It was okay.
Okay.
It was okay.
Did you dip it in anything?
They have good breakfast burritos.
They do have good breakfast
burritos. They offered me a cup of cheese.
Okay.
I took the cup of cheese.
It was good.
Gladly. Happily.
What was inside it?
I think there was some little chopped up little ham.
Oh, ooh.
And
I'm not a big ham guy.
Yeah, I think that was the main meat in there. Maybe a little chopped up little sausages, and then...
Do you have an option, or is it just whatever?
No, it's just breakfast taquito.
Okay.
And I think some, eggs and...
That sounds good, though.
Whatever else, the wash of things that they put in those.
Did you get a pancake with it?
I did not get a pancake. I don't get pancakes as a side. Pancakes is a main.
I just can't believe how... The disrespect to the pancake.
Agreed. What's the deal with that?
I don't know. A lot of people, apparently someone who is well-regarded as a, not Sarah Baker Hansen, but another person who critiques food, and not Dan Hoppen either.
Oh, that's where my head
was saying 90% of the pancakes are made from Bisquick. Maybe I've just been lucky and I've experienced the other 10%, because there are at least two places locally that I think their pancakes are worth the trip. And
like
one happens to be a grocery store.
Maybe it's a market inefficiency that all the pancakes are made of Bisquick. And so somebody needs to not do that and then have a flourishing business.
Exactly.
Just a graphic of Nick Hanley's face, and on the bottom it says, I am the 10%.
I am the...
Johnny mails in.
Hi, John.
It goes so many different ways there, too.
Listening to college baseball talk, and then it's a gif of a baby falling asleep, just sitting there falling asleep. And then John says, stick to sports. And I'll say to you, John, get ready to learn Omaha, buddy. Get ready to learn Omaha.
Wait, so college baseball is not a sport?
Nope, apparently not. Apparently not.
Interesting.
I was curious if I snuck it up a politic rant there for a moment. But
Headley says, I like my, he says, ham is the inferior breakfast meat. I
agree.
I
100% agree
with that.
Yeah. If it's forced upon you, there's not much you can do about it. But if I get the option, I don't even know why ham is an option. I'm not even a big ham fan.
Nobody's picking the ham.
On a Denver omelet, I'd prefer no ham.
But it's easy, right? It's there, and it's sort of breakfasty, so let's throw it in the taquito.
It's easy to process, too, when it's all diced up.
Exactly.
To perfection.
So. Exactly. Yeah, it was good. I enjoyed my experience. We love Amigos.
Did they?
Great local business.
Did they tell you? And by the way, sir, just so you know, our salsa bar is open.
They didn't mention that to me in the drive-thru.
Because I could have swore the Omaha one had opened earlier. I could have swore the Dodge one was open earlier.
Yeah, that's the one I stopped at this morning.
Might have been a soft opening.
It was the friends and family.
VIPs only? Okay. VIPs only.
Well, you know who probably showed up? No, I'm kidding.
Jeff Sims.
No, not Jeff Sims.
Oh.
No. The salsa bar incident from back in the 90s.
Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, no.
I feel
Stick to sports.
Bad food takes. Old memories.
Yeah. Okay.
It is what it is.
All right.
Yeah, I better get out of here.
Yeah, what are you doing today? Anything on the docket?
Other than baseball, no.
Okay.
Yeah, I know it's not a sport, but.
Baseball.
Be wasting my time.
I might make an appearance tonight. I might.
Oh, nice.
I might wave to the crowd.
Yeah.
Hello, everybody.
We got plenty of room for you in the booth.
Maybe I can get another production assistant attached to my resume.
There you go.
another cred.
You make
put
sure,
it on my Wikipedia page.
Make sure we don't drop at 6:05 like
it
happened again last night.
I cannot do anything about that, Nick.
Didn't happen in Lincoln, though. Something about being in Omaha. I don't know.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. That's the crossover powered by Everlevel Concrete Repair in Omaha at everlevelconcrete.com. It is Wednesday. We'll start things off next.
That's the crossover. The Connor Happer Show is next on 1620 The Zone.